Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West. We're welcoming you to reflection on this second Sunday after the Epiphany, Year B. Our readings for today, 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 10, Psalm 139, 1 Corinthians 6, verses 12 to 20, and the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you, and our minds on your truth, for we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we have gathered to praise you so often before. We have come to sing and to pray, to listen to your word read and proclaimed. And yet we have not worshipped you, but we have tried to please ourselves. Holy Spirit, come, move among us and within us, that when we leave, we may know we have been in the presence of the living God. Lord, empower us, your servants, and may we respond with heartfelt praise to your good news. Amen. Let us pray. We pray the collect for the second Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The Light of Christ. The Light of Christ. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, at the beginning of his ministry, says to those who would follow him, the people who would commit to being his disciples, he says, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. Jesus, in that passage, pointed out the importance and the function of the light. "You are the light of the world." Jesus did not say what was the source of the light, which we are called to let shine in and through us. However, our colleague for today, the second Sunday after the Epiphany, points us to the source of our light, the energy which makes our light possible, and the purpose of the light we are called to exhibit. In our colic, we prayed, Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Book of Common Prayer of the Church in the Province of the West Indies, page 160. Any light, any goodness and love we are able to exhibit does not originate with us. The light of our lives come from Christ, the light of the world, the Son of God. Just as the moon reflects the light of the sun and illumines the darkness of the night, we reflect the light which is Christ as we strive to be his faithful disciples as we journey through this world. Any goodness, any act of kindness, any act of compassion and love that we are able to perform comes from our faith in Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate of goodness, kindness, compassion, and love. As we commit to following Jesus by the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are able to reflect the light which is Christ, a light that can dispel any darkness that the world provides. Those who are committed to being disciples of Christ are reminded by St. Paul to put on Christ, to become new creatures. We are then able to reflect the light of Christ. What provides the energy for us to let the light of Christ shine from us? Our colleague reminds us that we are illumined by God's word and sacraments. God's word and sacraments provide the energy which produces the light which illumines our life to cause us to shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, not our own radiance. Our colleague reminds us that we are illumined by God's word and sacraments. As disciples of Christ, we are reminded that God's word is the energy that enables us to be the light of the world. We are invited by another colleague, Proper 28, page 181, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Word of God. Our interaction with the Word of God, which was written for learning, must be daily with open hearts and minds under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We must not only read God's Word, we must study the Word, and the Spirit of God who dwells in us will lead us to what God desires us to learn from the study and give us the courage to do God's will as the Spirit leads us. The study of God's Word must not be for us an academic exercise from the head, but a spiritual exercise from the heart. Jesus was able to use the Word of God to overcome the temptations of the devil in the wilderness. Because of his knowledge of the Word of God, his light would dispel the darkness of the devil. Matthew chapter 4, verses 3 to 11. God is able to speak to us through God's Word. The prayer of dedication at the end of morning and evening prayer affirms for us that God's Holy Word is a gift to us, and we ask God to allow God's Word to be a lantern to our feet, a light to our paths, and a strength to our lives. The Book of Common Prayer, pages 47 and 73. St. Paul reminds young Timothy of the importance of the Word in the life of a disciple of Christ. Paul writes, "All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work." 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. As we internalize the Word of God, as we strive to live by the Word of God, we are equipped for every good work. Our light, the light of Christ, will shine in us and through us and illumine the lives of others. In the prayer of dedication, we ask God to take us and use us to love and serve all persons in the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The energy of the Word will enable us to shine with the light of Christ as expressed in love and service to all persons. Our colleague also reminds us that the sacraments of the church also provide the energy which is expressed as the light of Christ in us. Our catechism tells us that the sacraments are outward and visible signs of inward and spiritual grace. The question is, what is grace? Grace is God's favor towards us, unearned and undeserved. By grace, God forgives sins, enlightens our minds, stirs our hearts, and strengthens our wills. The Book of Common Prayer, page 409. While there are seven sacraments in the Church, we are directed to the two great sacraments of the Gospel, sacraments given by Christ to His Church, given that we may, under the influence of the sacraments, shine with the radiance of Christ's glory. We speak of the sacraments of baptism and the Holy Eucharist. Other sacramental rites have evolved in the Church under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So we have confirmation, ordination, Christian marriage, reconciliation, and the anointing of the sick. All of these are given to us to be illumined with the light of Christ, to let our light shine to illumine the world around us, to remove the darkness of the world, the flesh, and the devil. The Holy Spirit, active in the sacraments, enables and empowers us to keep any promises we make in those sacraments and energizes us to reveal the light of Christ. Our colleague also reminds us that we reflect the light of Christ, not for ourselves, but that Christ may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth. As we internalize God's word and sacraments, we will reflect the light of Christ. We will shine with Christ's glory, and there will be an effect on the world's darkness. Light always makes a difference in darkness. As we internalize God's word, we respond to the power and purpose of the sacraments, and therefore we will be strengthened in our relationship with God in Christ through the Holy Spirit. Wherever we are, we will make a difference in the lives of others. We may never see the effect of our light, but we are called to let our light shine, and God will do the rest. Let us, as we continue to keep faith with God in Christ, repeat in our hearts and our lips the vesicle and response from the Easter Vigil, where we acclaim the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Christ, who said, "Do this in remembrance of me," help us at every communion service to look back and remember your death for us on the cross, to look up and know that you are the risen Savior among us, to look around and rejoice in our fellowship with one another, and to look forward in the hope of the coming of your kingdom and the heavenly banquet. All this we ask for your name's sake. Amen. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably upon your whole Church, that wonderful and sacred mystery, and by the tranquil operation of your perpetual providence, carry out the work of man's salvation, and let the whole world feel and see that things which were cast down are being raised up, that those who had grown old are being made new, and that all things are returning into unity through him by whom all things were made, even your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord Christ, King of glory, that you have called us to be your people. Help us to know the greatness of our calling, so that we, having one spirit of faith and love, may live in the world as a new and holy generation. May your eternal and righteous will be always before our eyes, so that in soberness and vigilance we may await your time and witness to your promises until your kingdom comes. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And may Christ, the Son of God, be manifest in you, that your lives may be a light to the world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. And we pray that you will have a very rewarding and productive week. We pray that you will follow the regulations, and may the Holy Spirit guide you through this week. And be safe.